It's looking like Democrats will now have the majority of congressional seats in Orange County, although counting continues today and the vote results are yet to be verified. Several House seats are flipped, and a 30-year congressman, Dana Rohrabacher, is in deep danger of being retired as well. There are changes in the district attorney's office and most subtly in the county on city councils in the biggest cities in OC. All that to say, Orange County continues to change. Gustavo Arellano wrote an obituary for old Orange County in today's LA Times, and he's with us right now. Hi, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve. I think we have to be more solemn because it is an obituary.
Oh, well, all right. An obituary means someone or something, in your case, has died. What do you think has died?
The old Orange County. In other words, Orange County as an idea of conservatism, the place that Reagan said all the good Republicans go to die, where so much of the national conservative movement got its mojo from, that's gone. If all the votes get validated, Democrats would have 5 of the 7 congressional seats when just 2 days ago, they would have only had 2 of them. That's absolutely insane.
Hillary Clinton may have won the county, though, Gustavo, in 2016. But when you dive into some of the numbers from last night, you see that Republican John Cox, who didn't even win his home county of San Diego County, did win in OC. Democrats had targeted the districts of Republicans Ed Royce, whose staffer Young Kim, as he retires, and Mimi Walters, they won their district. So was your obit maybe a little premature?
I'm not saying that the Republican Party is dead in Orange County. But they're basically reduced because they did still elect people. They still have everyone on the Board of Supervisors. We'll talk about the district attorney. He's still going to be Republican. But in terms of just having this being a monolith over Orange County life, that's slowly eroding. And I cannot overstate how historical that moment has been. No one really in Orange County, very few of us, let's put it that way, could have ever imagined an Orange County that wasn't dominated by the Republican Party. And so now to try to imagine an Orange County where the national GOP looks upon us as a guiding point, that's quite unbelievable. That's insane.
Talk about the district attorney's race, because this is longtime DA Tony Rakakis lost to his, I guess, one-time protege turned nemesis, Todd Spitzer.
Shakespearean. This is actually, to me, the most surprising thing of the night, because, you know, we could get in more into the congressional races. It's really analytical. But here, Tony Rakakis has been in power since 1998, he's been part of the Orange County legal system for over 40 years. Used to be a municipal court judge and whatever. He was grooming Todd Spitzer to be his replacement years ago. Then they had a falling out. And so Todd ran, and no one in the Republican establishment wanted to go with him. They all lined up behind Tony, even in the Democrat establishment, even though they're both Republicans. Most people went with Tony. So Todd won all based on this snitch scandal that has been nipping at Rakakis' heels for years now. It really was out of the public. They're like, well, we don't want this anymore. We might as well go with someone like Todd Spitzer, who's a supervisor, and he's been politically around for about 20 years as well, but a huge, huge upset.
The demographics have changed in the county, Gustavo, over the course of decades, from white suburbanite to more urban and diverse. How and why have those things happened? Is it because of Orange County's proximity to LA? What's going on there?
Because everyone wanted to move to Orange County. It was a dreamland. And for a lot of those people who lived in Orange County, that old white suburbia, they didn't want to live in a multicultural land. And I know it sounds like a stereotype, but it's absolutely true. You even go back to the 1950s, you had stories of African-American or Mexican families moving into an all-white neighborhood, and within a year, that would turn into an all-minority neighborhood. So that old Orange County, I was very happy to write this obituary. Frankly, it's been something I've been working toward to my entire professional career. I could just retire now.
Let's not do that.
No.
Keep working, Gustavo Arellano, our regular on KCRW's Orange County line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.